Hi guys, Tori here. I wanted to introduce you to Sinisterhood, a true crime comedy podcast that covers all things creepy and gives you the deep dives and thorough research you want. Best friends and longtime comedians Christy Wallace and Heather McKinney cover things like serial killers, disappearances, cults, cryptids, and even do legal deep dives into things like the Britney Spears conservatorship. While you're listening to this preview, subscribe to Sinisterhood via the link in the episode description on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for the intro. I'm Christy.
And I'm Heather, and we're the co-hosts of Sinisterhood.
You're about to hear a clip from the second episode of our two-part series on Britney Spears' conservatorship and the hashtag Free Britney movement.
In the episodes, we bring you the whole story start to finish. In this clip, you'll hear how Britney ended up totally controlled by her dad and how he ignored her wishes and her estate plan, all from me, a real-life lawyer.
We also talk about where the line is between eccentric and over the edge and why people feel safe playing Jeopardy.
Thanks for checking it out and keep it creepy.
On February 1st, 2008, Jamie Spears officially petitioned to become the conservator of his daughter and her affairs while she was in the hospital.
It's the perfect time to strike if you're going to try to get a conservatorship is when someone is committed in a facility.
Here's a question I've had throughout this whole thing. Was it or is it really that necessary? Like,
no.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They acted like what would be happening if this didn't exist? They think that while she's in the hospital, immediately. They think what, she's going to call a bookie and just blow $60 million? Like, what could even happen?
My problem with this whole setup is, even if she had significant issues, which it sounds like she did. I mean, it doesn't sound like she was totally fine. She was clearly struggling with something. Even if that's the case, even if she's super struggling, her money was all, in 2004, was put into a trust. Every penny she had, every property she owned, was put into a trust, and she was a trustee. You see this a lot with very wealthy people. Her brother and her estate planning lawyer were successor trustees, meaning anything that happens to her, if she died, they would distribute the property, or if she becomes mentally incapacitated. So all you have to do is get a doctor to say, hey, doc, is she all right right now or not good to make decisions? As we talked about last time in California, there's kind of like a checklist for capacity. And if she didn't pass that, fine. Her brother and the estate planning lawyer would take over. It sounds like dad wanted to be in charge, mm-hmm. which would be why he would ask to be a conservator. So there's my concern would be, as an estate planning lawyer, even as your family, this person, she has told the world by virtue of creating this trust. And when you create a trust, usually you write a separate document. It's like a letter to the trust. And in the court filings, they reference it that she says, my intention is to put every piece of, you know, every asset, every piece of property, all my money, everything I own into this trust. I want to be in charge. And if I can't be in charge, I want Brian and estate planning lawyer to be in charge. So she's effectively done an estate plan. She's done what we tell our clients to do. Her dad basically went in and was like, yeah, fuck that. I want to be conservator. I want to be in charge. And the other problem is under the California probate code, it's 1801A. The problem is, all you have to establish to get a conservatorship over somebody is, quote, they are any adult who is unable to provide properly for his or her own personal needs for physical health, food, clothing, or shelter. What does that mean? Properly?
Yeah.
If you're, like we said, if you're eating garbage all the time, you can be like, we think we need to get a conservatorship.
That's your fucking choice. You're an adult.
So that's, and then on the flip side, that's for the conservatorship of the person. For the conservatorship of the state, they have to be substantially unable to manage his or her own financial resources or resist fraud of undue influence, and they have to have a substantial inability that may not be proved solely by isolated incidents of negligence or improvidence. So if you make a couple of mistakes, they can't sit there and point to it. The family goes after Sam Lefty, which we'll get into, but I think easily by saying she's incapacitated, all her money's in a trust, brother's in charge of the trust, you can keep her from making bad financial choices because she can't get to the money.
That's so what I think.
I think I was like, well, the conservatorship might not be so bad if she's blown all her dough. And then I find this paperwork that all of her money was in a trust. And I was like, what did you do?
But it seems like even if it wasn't in a trust, well, first of all of her money's in a trust. So I don't even know why a judge granted the conservatorship, because it seems like it's just double duty at that point. Just one is way more restrictive. And
well, did you know,
strips away her personal autonomy.
A trust is not part, assets of a trust are not part of a conservatorship estate. So when you get appointed conservator of the estate, you can't get to the money in the trust.
So he was looking for new money to start going into. But see,
the other thing is current wages don't go into the conservator estate. So all of her wages are paid through Brittany Turing Inc. From what I can tell, again, this is all from what I've been able to glean from the documents. Her current wages, so like all of her Vegas money, gets paid to Brittany Turing Inc. The owner of Brittany Turing Inc. is the SJB Trust, which is her trust. So if she made money, it would go into Brittany Turing Inc. It would go into the trust. Well, a couple years into the conservatorship, Daddy asked brother to move Brittany Turing Inc. out of the trust, specifically into the conservator estate. And because she doesn't get W-2 wages, she gets paid through Brittany Turing Inc. Then suddenly her current money is now going into the conservator estate that now gets managed by Andrew Wallet and then later Jamie Spears. So it's like, to me, you're subverting a person's estate plan. Mm-hmm. She made an estate plan and they are subverting her estate plan.
She made that a plan consent. When she was completely lucid and not under mental duress. That's
correct.
Yeah, that's like someone writing a will. And then
and you being like, well, we think we know better.
And then you die and they read the will and they're like, yeah, I know grandma said she wants her mansion to go to Billy, but I think I want it. So I'm just going to take it. Like, you can't do that.
No. I mean, that's why whenever I was initially looking at it, I was like, I don't know, like if she didn't have her shit in order. But when I saw that she had a trust, I was like, this is the they tell you to put your money in a trust and set up powers of attorney so you don't get put in a conservatorship.
Which is why I'm confused as to why there was even any discussion of it being granted. Like how the judge didn't go, nah, we're not going to do this because she's already got this set up. We're just doing double duty if we do that.
I mean, it depends on what evidence they bring in, what medical evidence they bring in. I wasn't at the hearing. I mean, I can't know, but
God, also, I wish you had been.
Dude, me too. But the standard is also just like really low. Unable to provide properly for her personal needs, physical health, food, clothing, or shelter. I'm like, but also, was she at that level?
I mean,
in that moment,
again,
maybe?
We weren't there, but
they talk about in this practice of law, the paternalistic nature of the court and that you have courts. I'm telling you, I've read transcripts of hearings where the court's like, yeah, we get it. It was kind of isolated. But what if it happens again? Anyway, here's a guardianship. Bye. So you see it both ways. On the flip side, like I said, there are genuinely people that really need this that are going to be taken advantage. They're going to be swindled. They literally can't pay their own bills. They're not going to be able to pay rent. They're not going to be able to buy groceries. They will be homeless and hungry if they do not have help. But like,
that's
they're
not
also not like memorizing a bunch of dance moves or lines for a show or talking on an X Factor.
Yeah.
You know, it's you see there's some differences in hers.
My other question is, or rather just bewilderment, is even if that trust wasn't set up, for her to be committed and then within 24 hours, he's already putting in plans to have this happen. A little bit of a trigger finger there, Jamie.
It was pretty, we were ready.
Like,
I think
it was primed and ready, 100%, which is why a lot of people think the family had orchestrated this with the LAPD, because if you're in the hospital for 24 hours, one, you aren't able to do anything there. You can't, you're not on the phone and shit. You're monitoring everything. Why wouldn't you give it a little bit of breathing room to see, like, maybe she gets better? Is this really necessary? Nah, he was primed and ready to go with that one.
They were ready to go. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't see why it wasn't just, let's get a letter from a doctor saying she's incapacitated, so we're going to file this with the court and we'll make a motion to remove her as trustee and then put her brother and the lawyer as successor trustees. And like, it would have been kind of shady, but for all, like, easily the brother and the successor trustee could have said, we declined to serve, and then Jamie could have petitioned the court and been like, but I want to serve. But you just wonder, like, if if the lawyer was like, she told me her plan, she told me what she wanted, and if you get her declared incapacitated, I'm going to follow her plan. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. There's a lot of speculation.
Yeah.
Because like I said, we don't know what was she. That's why I think she wants her medical records publicized.
Yeah.
Because I think they've made it sound one way, and it may not. Who knows?
You know,
who
and to play devil's advocate, not that I necessarily agree with this, but just from some stuff I've read that has recently come out from Jamie Lynn and stuff, you know, we don't know everything that was going on. Mm-hmm. So maybe the mental health issues were like so severe and had been building up and everything that this was kind of the tipping point when she was committed for the second time. Who knows? But again, that's just to play devil's advocate. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it's kind of just makes me feel a little bit better to think like, well, maybe we don't know everything. And that's why the severity of this is happening, because otherwise it's just, it's bonkers to think that
they could come in and
especially a father takes advantage of his daughter like this.
And who knows? And we don't know somebody's heart. Maybe it's not taking advantage.
Sure.
Maybe you think you're like, man, I let her down. I let her get exploited from when she was 16. And today's the day I'm taking it all back. But it doesn't make it right. And also, he's not done anything illegal.
No.
I wouldn't say he's done anything illegal. And that the manual that I was reading, the California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform, they pointed out that the problem with the way that the California probate code is written is that easily somebody they describe as eccentrics, they were like a person who understands the considered what their options are, understands what the risk liabilities are. Like if you want to go buy 35 boats and you're like, no, I know this could bankrupt me, I'm going to buy 35 boats. Like you should be like, Johnny Depp is a perfect example of a person that he's got no fucking clue what he's doing with his money. I mean, you hear about it, or Nicolas Cage, I think we talked about in one of the minisodes or the mixed bags, but Johnny Depp, he has like, I'm going to say like 20 properties. That's probably being conservative. And there's reports that his lawyers are like, you literally can't afford this many property. Like you can't afford to upkeep. And he's like, no, I want to keep more properties. Like because he's British all of a sudden. And so that's a person where you're like, well, he can't manage his own affairs, right? Because he's making all these bad choices. It's like, well, why are some people allowed to be? And she can make wild bad, you know, who's to say what is improper use of your own money?
No, that's a really good point. Is at what point does it become, no, this person's incapacitated to the point where the court has to step in versus they're just an eccentric billionaire that is blowing their money on stuff. And hey, they made it. So it's theirs to do with what they want. Yeah.
Yeah. And the California advocate said, you know, this is unconstitutional because it doesn't require the conservatee to have like a mental disability that prevents them from appreciating like the risks of their actions. It just requires you can't properly care for yourself. You have a substantial inability. That's not the same as being incapacitated. Mm-mm. So I think that's why the argument is that hopefully, like we said, her case will set up some precedent for defining what exactly that means.
Another thing, she wasn't, from anything I can tell, blowing a ton of money. She was, as we'll see, like perhaps refusing to take medication that they wanted her to take. She was acting erratically when cops are called, refusing to give her kids back with the custody arrangement, things of that nature, but nothing financially related. So it seems
not
like
really.
If you're going to do some type of conservatorship, have it be over her medical treatment in person, but leave her estate out of it. But the person isn't where the money is.
That's, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like I said, we can't know someone's motives, but we can sure speculate. We can sure guess. And you can't be sued for guessing,
no,
Jamie
can't.
Spears.
Otherwise, no one would go on Jeopardy.